here. So let's hear some Leonard Cohen then.
Amazing. Thank you.
All right. Here's Suzanne.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by, you can spend the night beside her, and you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China, and just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey, Our Lady of the Harbor, and she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. Travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
All right, that was Suzanne by Leonard Cohen. This is Maddie. You've just heard Sea Swallow Me by Cocteau Twins and Lover You Should Have Come Over by Jeff Buckley. This is WMFO in Medford, and I'm going to leave the station with Crazy by Patsy Cline.
And who's the next DJ?
And this is Yamour coming up next.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as as long as you want it. And then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving.
Hello everyone, this is The Dark Train and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio. So before starting the show, it's one of my best friend's birthday, so I would like to wish happy birthday to you, Fidel. I know you're in Turkey, I hope you're having a good time, I love you so much. And this show will be dedicated to you, even if you can listen to it or not, just as I said, enjoy your time. And remember that I love you and always be there for you. So this show is dedicated also to the album by Nektar, and the album is called Journey to the Center of the Eye. And we will be listening to the whole album, but what this album is about is actually an astronaut who meets some aliens, and he goes and sees their world, and he becomes so fascinated, and he starts seeing visuals, and he actually tries to unplug his eyes because he is so disturbed by these visuals. But that is his story, and I hope you all enjoy the song. have just listened to Prelude and Astronaut's Nightmare, and next up we have Countenance.
Thank you.
The previous song was The Nine Lifeless Daughters of the Sun, and this one is called Court Oversight.
Thank you.
We have just listened to The Dream Nebula part 1, and we will be continuing with part 2.
Thank you.
this song was It's All in the Mind, and next up we have Burn Up My Eyes.
Yeah.
race through my face. We'll be right back.
we actually listened to four songs, and in sequential order it was Void of Vision, People of the Eye, Look Inside Yourself, and the final song, the longest among them, was Death of the Mind. And I hope you all enjoyed it. Nektar is a band originated in Hamburg, Germany, but they are classified as an English band, and English progressive rock band, or psychedelic rock band. Yeah, not progressive, sorry, my bad. But yeah, so that was that. I also had to read a PSA, so I will get it done right now before I end my show. And I also want to remind everybody that it's a Monday, so if you want to do some Meatless Monday thingies, this is the day. But you also can do it anytime, but just, yeah, it's like a big thing. So Meatless Mondays as a reminder. If you didn't do it in lunch, you can always do it in your dinner time. And for the PSA, of course, I will be reading the Food Not Bombs PSA. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society, so no one is forced to stand in the line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information on the web, visit foodnotbombs.net. This has been a public service message from the Food Not Bombs, dedicated to creating a sustainable future for communities and the environment. And for the last bit of the show, I am thinking we can do some Alan Parsons project, specifically Eye in the Sky, because we've been listening to some music about the eye. And I kind of want to make the final words, but I have to say, like, this is WMFO radio in like 2 minutes. I don't know if it's that strict, but let's just start with the song, maybe. In the middle or something, I would just fade out a little bit, but I also don't want to do it. So let me try to speak more about Nektar so I don't disrupt the song. So I can give you who the band members are, and they actually have a website. It says like it's not a secure connection, but I just believed in the guys and proceeded. But don't count me on that. Also, they have very, very cool album covers, so you should definitely check it out if you especially like psychedelic art. And let's see the band. I am on their website. So currently there are 6 people listed on the website. The first person is Randy Dembo. They play the bass guitar, 12-string guitar, and bass pedals. There's Kendall Scott. They play keyboards, and they're the vocals. Riche Chlonda, I am sorry if I mispronounced the name. They are doing guitars and vocals. Ron Hoden, they do the drums, percussion and vocals. There is Mick Brockett. They are responsible for the visual environment. I am not exactly sure what that means, but feel free to look it up. And Derek Mo Moore. So Mo is in quotes, I guess it's like a little nickname. And they are the bass guitarists, and they also do some vocals. Yeah, although I guess most of the songs I listened to was mainly instrumental. So I think I don't know who has been singing the lyrics when there are some, but maybe it's like more of a special effects things, like they say woo and make some effects, yeah, basically. But I am not sure about that either. But yeah, I just recently discovered this band, and they seemed very cool. And the album we listened to, Journey to the Center of the Eye, was launched in 1972. So I don't know how I haven't listened to them earlier, but I really like them. They will be having a tour in 2022, and they are visiting New York, Oh my, I don't know the abbreviations for the states, but they are not coming to Massachusetts. And there was a website, I actually requested them to come to Massachusetts. I don't know if they will, but if they will, it will be such a lovely experience, I guess. But yeah, if you're in New York, you can definitely go Ohio, Indiana, Illinois. I want to assume MD is, I don't know, what is MD state? Maryland, okay, that is Maryland. And there are going to Minneapolis. Maybe I should have just said the city names because, yeah, that would be easier, but yes, so that is the dates and like the places. So they are touring in February until April in 2022. So you can go see them if you're close. And okay, I can make the closing. Thank you all for listening to me. And this is The Dark Train and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And our final song, as I said, is going to be Eye in the Sky by the Alan Parsons Project. I hope you all enjoy it.
So find another fool like before.